Hey there, my name is Francis and you're listening to the fourth episode of Business Ideas Talk. Yesterday's episode was about writing your own ebook and recording your own audiobook. Today's episode and today's business idea is about DIY kits. So do-it-yourself kits are fairly popular, so they contain all the components to allow someone to make a certain kind of product. So it allows people to make something by themselves with their hands and to give it a personal touch and put in all their creativity. Making a kit for you as an entrepreneur is pretty straightforward. First, you have to find a product you care about and check if there are other people interested in it as well. Then you have to deconstruct it into its components. Those components you then place into a nice packaging and include all the necessary tools. You should also maybe have a look at sustainable materials, so you don't want to put out there just a bit of garbage. So see if it's good materials and if they're sustainable. And then you write a step-by-step instruction on how to use the kit and how to get this product done. So just some ideas for kits, maybe. So you could make your own flavored alcoholic beverage, for instance. There is a couple of kits out there that doing something in that area. For instance, gin kits. I saw some gin kits. So they have bottles in there, include spices, herbs, and you could do the same. And you could even include a couple more tiny bottles. So if somebody's really happy with what they've done, then they can actually fill it into smaller bottles and give it to their friends, which I think a lot of us will do when you have something cool. Another idea for a kit could be a candy factory kit. So make your own candies or chocolate. And then again, you can include nice jars that can be filled with the result and given to friends. You could do something like fermentation kits, which are really cool. So people can learn about fermentation, maybe make their own vinegar, their own sauerkraut, their own kimchi. And this is really useful because you don't need the kit afterwards. Like if you learn how to ferment things, then you can actually make use of that knowledge and make your own sauerkraut after that. So it's a nice way to get into this. And you could start a business in the whole space if you really care about fermentation, for instance. So the good thing about those ideas is that it is food, so people can actually taste it. And that could give you maybe an advantage if you want to sell the kit, so you could actually let people taste the results. And then other potential ideas are like make your own lip balm, for instance, or your own soap, or in the handicraft space, like your own hat or socks or whatnot. So you be creative, do what you're happy with, and then I'm sure it will be a nice kit. So where to sell those kits? I think you should try to find local stores first and see if people are interested in buying your product. Perhaps get started at a local fair. Probably best during autumn and winter because of the reasons I mentioned before. And once you see there is a demand and people are happy with it, so you should also ask people how they liked it, follow up on them. And then you could maybe try Shopify, Etsy, Amazon, the regular ones, or even set up your own store. So these are just a couple ideas. There are a lot more. I would love to hear your ideas. I would love to hear your business idea, and I would love to get your feedback. You can send that to me at idea@businessideastalk.com. So let's end this with today's quote. Things do not happen, things are made to happen. It's by John F. Kennedy. And I hope you like this episode, and I wish you a great day. Bye.